Tell the truth.
I even get some racist noise.
They come out, man.
They buy
cars.
Milkman. Hey, Milkman. Hi, Jen.
You stand up in the Johnny, baby. How are you doing? Well, I'm so good.
Hey, what's up, man?
Boy, your melodious towns.
Gonna.
Hey, nothing. Trying to get
I hit myself.
Trying to get wankers to pick up the phone.
Wankers.
You won't even help. You won't even buy him a drink. Is that any way to
be? They're all named Edwards. In case you jump in.
Boast around somebody.
8.7 in the mouth.
Who's the man talking? Is that Tupac?
That's Negro Sparks.
I was close.
See, yeah.
Listen.
Double X, SPARX.
From time to time, I can remember you coming to me, putting your head on my shoulder, crying. Oh, Papa, why?
They're saying I'm loud.
Why?
You loud and you're proud.
I'm loud and I'm proud.
Why don't nobody want to be my friend? You told me a long time ago, you said, Papa, what am I doing? I didn't want to tell you then. I thought you'd have sense enough to realize what you're doing.
I'll work on isolating you, thank you.
You see, they don't want to hear about what you got because they're trying to get it too. Tell it to
you. Yeah, hi. Is that Ms. Edwards?
What's up, please?
Oh, hey. This is Larry Thibault, and I'm calling because I have an important message for you. I'm calling from the United Water Machines. We handle your water service there.
Where are you from?
I'm in the call center in Chicago, Illinois, United States. We handle the night shift, the late calls, because...
And how have you got our number?
Well, you're a customer. You have, I guess, water, the water utility there, local water utility there where you live, out of Chesterfield.
And what's it to do with?
Well, there's a problem with the contaminants in the water. There's a backflow of feces. We're trying to track it. When was the last time you used the toilet or loo?
2 or 3 hours ago.
Okay, did it flush? Can you flush it now and let me know if it flushes clear, if the water's clear?
My husband was just gone, actually.
But right now, because this is literally just happening. I'm sorry, I know this is, you know...
I just wondered why, from Chicago.
We handle the night because, you know, we're 5 hours behind here in Chicago, so we can, we take the later calls and, well, yeah, exactly. It's yesterday for you here still. So we handle the calls late and your people are sleeping and they come in at, you know, 9 a.m. your time, I think they take over, which I believe is 4 or 5 a.m. our time here. 4 a.m. our time.
Yeah.
Be for real. All right.
Just flush the water.
All right. Yeah, listen, and don't tell me what to do, okay?
Sorry?
Don't tell me what to do.
What do you mean by that?
Because you were asking where I'm from, why, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's just strange. We've never had a phone call from...
Hello? she got mad because I ruined it. Because she was actually, damn.
Was that her flushing, or was that you making sound?
No, it was her. I don't know why she hung up. She must.
It hurts to see.
She must have caught up on what I was saying.
Saying that his woman this, his woman that, and she ain't this, she ain't that. I wanna be proud of her, mama.
I'll try to call her back, Jen, if you want.
You want me to?
Yeah, you can step in.
Listen,
like you're the actual British man. British man. Hey, milkman.
As long as you live, whether you're with me or not.
Edwards is the name.
Be for real.
Happy music.
Hello.
Your right, here's a different Edwards. Robert Edwards. Robert.
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 Bobby.
Bobby. Who's Bobby?
Let's ask him what he prefers.
All right. You should have no attitude. He's like Bob or Bobby. Robert. No, if you're smart. Robbie.
I got an idea.
Hey, baby. All right, Bill. Hey, baby. What you should be doing is getting down on your knees every night.
And thanking the man above for being blessed. Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Robert, please?
Who is it?
It's Mr. Stewart. Mr. Stewart?
What for? It's middle at night.
I know. It's really important, though. I need to talk to him.
Right.
I think we were digitized into Tron. She's still there.
Let's give her a few moments. Maybe she's fiddling with the phone or fiddling with Robert.
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Yes?
Hello, it's Mr. Stewart. How are you doing?
Pardon?
Mr. Stewart, how are you? How are you?
What are you saying?
I'm saying, right, I've got a question for you, right? Because your name's Robert, so do you prefer Rob, Robert, Bobby, or Jill?
Sure, boy.
All right, well, listen, Rob, you know how, like, they call Richard Dick? You know, we were going to come up with a shorthand version for Robert as well. So instead of Rob, we're just going to call you Cock.
Huh?
Yeah, does that work?
No, yeah, it's Rob,
what? Well, no, it's Cock. What are you talking about?
Who's it speaking?
It's Jin. We're going to call you Cock from now on. Is that okay, Cock? I like that. I think that works better than Dick. Do you know what I mean? Because then you've got a dick and a cock, innit?
Who's speaking?
I'd fucking stop asking the same question. I'm asking you the question, cunt. Listen, I said, what do you think of that as a shorthand version for Robert?
No, I don't think so.
I think so. I think it's fucking awesome, mate. I think it's wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think so? Why not?
I don't know why.
What's your mum called?
My mum? Nothing, because she's dead.
Alright, well, what's your wife called?
Pam.
Alright, we're going to make shorthand version for that as well. It's going to be cunt. So we got cunt, dick, and cock. What do you reckon?
I reckon I was always speaking.
Oh, fucking talk properly, you cunt. What's wrong with you? You got a problem?
He hung up, I think.
Hello?
No, he hung up.
Oh, lost.
Oh, boy.
I like the idea, though.
Yeah. They left it off the hook. He was still there in some form or fashion.
Oh, was he?
Still busy. Well, we'll move on. I got Patels, okay? Apatel. I can't let you go on chasing my friends away. Because of the silly and stupid things you say. Are you playing your games still, Jen Stewart?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, baby. You better dig yourself now, woman. Hey, milkman. You there? Are you with customer? It just don't pay.
Yeah, I got a customer.
Hey, you remember the Warrior? Warrior is back in the chat room. Remember Warrior from the day? The Warrior machine? Milkman's with a customer. Warrior's a cool dude. Hey, Warrior, what's up, man? I'll get with you when I get a chance. It's good seeing the Warrior. He goes back, way back in the Brill Building. It's a Kokanee's there also. Kokanee. Be for real, Kokanee. Hello?
Kokanee.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Patel.
What do you want?
Yes, I needed to ask you about your water. I'm calling from the water utility. We have
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we have an emergency with the water service. We need you to check your water for us, please. So let us know. Can you check? Oh, fuck. Send an
she
Irish.
Was not patient.
She needs to be for real. That's what she needs to be.
Love your piss take, man. You got the phone when she picks up.
Oh. Hi. Miss Patel? Oh. All right, next one here. It's another Apatel. You can take it if you like, Jen. You just say so. If not, I don't care.
I'll try it.
Fine. Fine. I think I did that right.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Patel.
Who's this?
Mr. Stewart.
Who?
Mr. Stewart.
What's this about?
How are you tonight?
Do you realise what time it is?
Yeah, that's the whole point, man. That's the point.
Yeah, the point is what?
That's the point is, do you know what time it is?
Yeah, I do know what the fucking time is. Now,
can you
off.
Tell me, because my watch is broken. I have a Roger Dubuis, and it's stopped.
Yeah, well, I suggest you shove your head up your arse, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Can we clear that?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, great suggestion of his. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Mr. Patel. Sanjay Patel. Sanjay Patel. I can hear your television, man.
He's playing that game where I'm just going to put the phone by the TV, I think.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we got to go. Bye, Mr. Patel. Bye. Thank you. We'll leave him on. We'll leave him on. I can leave him on. I can do that again now.
You can what?
I can leave him on while we call D. Patel. Maybe he'll come back. Good. Mr. Patel, we're calling your mother. Lovely sister. Oh, there he is. Like, oh, fuck that. Call my mama. Fuck. Yes, connecting. Yes. Thank you. Stuck on connecting. Busy. Okay. More
it's
Patels?
Calling the other Patel.
More Patels, do you think, or a different name?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Alright.
Patel is a typical fucking Indian name.
Dude, yeah, there are so many Patels. I always had the joke. Among my family, when you go to a hospital, there's always a Patel. And sure enough, I've been there and I've heard Dr. Patel, please come to blah blah blah. And we laugh. They're like, Carlos is right. He's so funny. He should be a comedian. Anyway, Ismail Patel.
Ishmael.
Ishmael? First one there on
the... Ishmael, yeah. That's probably Jewish, though.
Jewish? Okay.
I don't really have much against Jews.
Well, you know, I didn't know Jews were a big thing in India until the Bombay attack. You know, the Bombay thing? The Mumbai attacks, I should say, rather. And they had a whole Jewish center there, like a famous one that was... You know, had a lot of people from all over the world, including Americans, were staying there and were killed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they scalped them and everything.
Scalped them?
They scalped them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a scalpel?
Yeah. No, no. Well, don't be silly. With a curved sword. Like a crescent sword.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Patel, how are you?
Who's this?
Mr. Stewart.
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, I've got the right number.
Who do I speak to?
You.
I'm not Mrs. Patel.
You're a Ms.
What do you need to talk about?
I need to talk about the time. You understand? Okay. I'm lost, you see. I don't know what the time is. And my watch is stopped, and I need you to help me set it.
Interesting.
I have a brigade. Do you know brigade? Patel. Do you know what is brigade? Do you know how many brigades your father has? Don't worry about me, I'm just peeing. Hello?
Alright, we'll just leave her on there. Miss Patel, come on, talk to us. It's me and your friend. forget his name. I don't want to say his name.
Friend.
It's me and friend. We are friend. Come on, we're friendly. We want to talk about your hair. Your pretty hair.
My watch.
Yeah. We wanted to cut your hair and smell it.
With a sword.
A curved sword.
A sword?
Put your phone on there.
Put your phone in your bum, see if it feels nice. Yeah. And we will make sounds.
Show it up your bum. She's still there. Hello, honey. Honey. Come on, talk to us.
Yeah, still 5 minutes.
I cleared out my list. Fuck. Oh, man. Look, all you need to worry is that this is a Patel, alright? Hey, honey, you still there? Don't go anywhere. Come on, talk to us, and we'll stop calling if you talk to me and my friend, that's it. And we'll explain why we're doing this thing to you, okay? And we won't ever do it again, I promise. Just talk to us now, please.
So why are you calling me at this time of the morning?
Well, he has to explain that.
My watch is stopped, you see, and I needed the time.
And I like to masturbate while people set their watch on. Oh, yeah. Have you heard her?
Hello?
What time?
Hello?
What time?
Hello, yeah, you got the hour.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, what's the hour?
Who is this?
It's Mr. Stewart. Who is this?
Hello? Miss Patel?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, how are you?
Good, thank you. Who's talking? I can't take you seriously. So
why not?
Ask you a question. Hello?
Yes, we need to know, Jin, there's another Patel on the line.
There's two Patels.
Yeah, she's asking...
How many Patels to fit in a light bulb?
Well, but first she's asking how she can help us. You should tell her.
You know
I need the time, please. What's the hour?
4 a.m. in the morning.
morning. Don't call 4 a.m. in the morning.
No, no. What about the minute? Can you tell me the minute?
You want a minute in a...
Yeah, I want to know the minute, please. What's the minute?
Are you serious?
Yes, please. Come on, give it to me, the minute.
Why?
I need to know. So because I'm setting it on my new IWC watch.
It is 4:29.
And how many seconds?
Someone hung up. I don't know.
Hello? How many seconds? How many?
Tell me how many.
How many
Hello.
Seconds?
Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please...
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Patel, how many seconds, please? Are you still there, my darling?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, my darling. I'm still here. What about the time now? It cannot be the time you said it was a moment ago, because that can no longer be the correct time. Because now it's a different time, because, you know, that time has passed.
39 and 38 seconds.
And how many seconds?
To be precise, 46 seconds.
All right, let me just set that on my IWC Schaffhausen. Yeah?
You got to be pretty quick.
Yeah, okay. I'm setting. But I've got another 6 clocks, okay? So just bear with me, please.
Time doesn't bear for anybody, so you've got to be quick.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight, my darling?
I'm afraid it's the morning.
Yeah, okay, what are you doing this morning, my darling?
I'm asking you why you're calling me in this time in the morning.
Because I wanted to know what you were, you know, getting up to, if you wanted to get freaky with me this morning.
And you are, exactly?
Mr. Stewart, you sound really sexy, you know that?
You are seriously having a joke with me, aren't you?
No. So? What are you wearing? Hello? I'm sorry for my friend, he's just shitting. Huh?
She's still there. Hello, honey. Honey, hello. We're calling someone else, okay? You can come back and talk to us.
Hey, Mr. Cop. Ain't gone now. Uh-oh. What you saying down there?
You got police?
Do you know what my name is again?
Yeah, Patel.
Ms. Patel.
What?
Your international...
Ms. Patel, Ms.
What's my first name?
Ms.
If you don't give me my first name in 10 seconds, I'm putting the phone down.
But I don't have the correct time, so how can I give you 10 seconds?
She's asking you my name. She's going to put the phone down there. Put the phone down there. Let's hear
eight,
it.
Eight.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
What's my first name?
Samantha, Susan, Jenny.
Labia.
Six.
Sarah.
Pussy, vagina.
Sophie. Nicola.
Bum.
Nicole.
Five.
Bum.
Four.
Jalalabad.
Three.
Shit.
Two.
Muhammad.
Pussy. Shit, pussy.
One.
Uluka Pacha.
Alfred.
Banchot.
We want more.
Well, that was fun for her, huh? Yeah. Who knows their names? Good luck trying to figure it out.
Chochaita.
They only ever give initials in their
listings. Well, we could have gone there eventually.
Another Patel with a V as a vagina.
Yeah, you do it.
Fine.
Welcome to Sky voicemail 1571. The person
Sky, who uses Sky?
D. Is Sky just a communication? Don't they own TV networks also?
Yeah, they do.
So they're like Comcast here that owns NBC.
Yeah, kind of.
Excuse me. Sky's well known for their sports and their news channel, right?
Yeah, exactly. All the Sky movies, Sky Sports, Sky everything.
And they also have cell phones or a cell network?
No, cell networks. Not yet, anyway.
They don't have a brand. We start to worry. Cable, coax cable provider, or dish, or
what are you saying about cable? I can't hear because the lady's singing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are they like a dish service, or?
Yeah, satellite, they do satellite, and yeah, satellite.
Uh-huh. So who would do like just cable
television? Cable doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. I think it's a long time ago. Now they just have satellite, so you now just have satellite, or you have fiber broadband where you just have a TV package with your fiber.
Oh, okay. Alright, so like if you wanted to get fast internet and you didn't want dish, well, you can't get that on dish anywhere. Right?
Yeah, if you didn't want the dish, you might as well go for BT, but if you did want the dish, then you might as well go for Sky or Virgin.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, you're welcome. If you ever want to move here, you know, you now know everything.
No, there's a problem.
Are we calling a Patel?
Welcome to Sky voicemail 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
They must like that Sky in the Patel family. Huh? I'm just trying to get Sky. I got tons of them, sure. And I figure at some point we'll get some answers. Let's call Milkman back because he's dropped.
It really is 4 o'clock. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. Dig it, man. Dig it.
I have a meeting in 6 hours.
Oh, you gotta go?
No. I'm not tired.
Stay up until the meeting and then go sit back.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, big guy, got you back.
Thank you. Now I'm back.
Boy, we had some fun with that Patel there. Let's go ahead and call some more. I got numbers from the Big Park Man. So we'll get to those in a minute here. We got stuff for sale, including a piano.
A piano? What kind of piano?
A Kansas City piano. They're made in Kansas City. They stamp a case.
Kansas City, here I come.
Yeah. They cure it all. All the wood for the piano is cured in barbecue sauce for about a year. Yeah, they season it. Yeah, no, they really season it. Yeah, we lost Milkman. Shit, damn it. Fuck. piano, upright piano, heavy sturdy piano, located on ground level for easy loading. Yeah, easy fucking. Would you like to see a picture of piano?
Yeah, send it to me. Good.
I want to be really nice to the piano. Am I taking this, or would you like a piano?
It looks like shit. No, you can have it.
Alright, let me call Milkman first, because I hung up on him. Do you have a piano in the paper? Whoa. You put an app for a piano in the newspaper? That's what I'm gonna say.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been...
Asshole. No, All right, we'll prank with Adam.
All circuits are busy now. Oh. Please try your call again later.
See if you can come and break it.
Hey, how are you?
Who is this?
Yeah, I saw you put an ad for a piano in the newspaper.
Yes.
Okay, you still have the piano?
I do.
Oh, nice. What kind of wood is the piano? Is it nice seasoned wood?
Be honest with you, I don't know. I'm just selling it for a friend.
Fuck yeah. It looks like a good piano. Do you think it's able to be transported?
The what?
Do you think it's be able to put transported it? You think it's now too old to be transported it?
No, I would probably be able to transport it.
Okay, I can come take a look. Can I come tonight?
No. It's 10:30 at night. No.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know what time is your cutoff. You know, because that's I thought maybe if you picked up, maybe you're kind of like, you live late, you know. Like,
well, I'm a late person, but it's at a friend's house. It's in their basement. And I'm the
that's the shit. You're helping out the fucking friend, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck that. And do you know, because I need to check all the strings in it, and then, you know, because like, you didn't show it in the picture in the newspaper.
Okay.
All right. And so, can I talk to the friend about the piano?
Probably not, no.
I need to know about the... Why not?
Well, I'm the one selling it for them, so...
Yeah, but what's wrong with them that they can't talk?
Well, they're kind of busy. They have work and so forth to do.
But I just need 15 minutes. 15 minutes. They can squeeze me in 15 minutes on their agenda for the day.
I appreciate you calling, but
Tell you what. Can you do this for me? Can you bring it up in your Monday morning meeting with them?
Good night, sir. Thank you.
Damn. He could have at least... Maybe if he at least...
He could see if he can come an hour later.
I mean, maybe he can at least bring it up, you know, to them in the morning meeting, right? On Monday. But the problem is the Monday morning meeting is usually really long, and people are already like, I want to be here.
Yeah.
Shit. I know, that's it.
If he owns the company, he's fucked.
Oh, it sucks going to Monday morning meetings, and I was like, oh.
Please leave your message for 816-454.
Jobs like that. Oh, I just want my coffee. Fuck that piano. Mommy, you miss me, don't you? Call Milkman back again. Haters wish you could hit me, don't you? You should call. How you doing in your game? Are you making all the points?
Yeah, man. I was. Scored. But then I died.
You got all the flags?
I got flags. Getting headshots, baby!
Alright, you are
now listening to the all-time phenomenal. Used to bag.
Now I hear you.
Now I'm laying out at the Delano,
but don't get it twisted. I'm talking to myself.
Oh, man. You dummy.
It's better than talking in your sleep, because then nobody hears you but yourself.
Yeah?
That's not true, because if you're sleeping with somebody, they hear you and you don't actually know what the fuck you're saying. You could be saying all kinds of freaky shit, and then
you really think
next
sleep?
To you, and you wake up the next morning, and
Milkman,
she's like,
asleep,
you know what you were saying last night? Who is this bitch?
That'd be the case.
He doesn't sleep with anybody. What are you talking about?
I sleep with my guitar, man. I got a 12-string. She lives right beside me.
He doesn't even sleep with a cat anymore like he used to.
Problem is that she's just too tight.
Okay, I was just joking, and I was meaning, like, you know, for companionship, not for sexual. That's disgusting.
I didn't say where she was tight, did I?
All right, large dog case for $30. Anyone want
better than a horse any day.
Someone did a prank recently where they who the fuck was it that did a prank around here? Where they were wanting to buy a doghouse to put their autistic kid, and who fucking said that?
Oh, fuck, what the hell? That's crazy. That's
someone said that.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. That's such a good idea, though. At the same time, that's really evil, but that's also really funny, because the person would get so pissed off with that.
The guy, it was like, they hung up, like, right when that happened. I remember saying, I should laugh, but that shit was funny. Who did that? Oh, my God, that was so funny. It was like, yeah, I got this awesome. Oh, it was Dialer.
I'll try it.
That was Dialer on my last show. That's who did it. As a matter of fact, it was Big Dialer. I want to hear that prank now, but I don't have it isolated.
Maybe I won't do it with a kid, because I like kids, so I won't do that. I've got a better idea.
I don't know. Well, you can have an autistic adult.
Yeah, or just a disabled adult. Yeah. Or just a foreign disabled adult.
All right, here it goes. Large dog cake.
All right.
All right. All right, Milkman, all right. Hey, I'm going to put the ad in here for you.
You have reached the voicemail box of
I'll try again. Who's I'm kid? What's your
name? Beautiful like kid. I can get used to it. You have reached the voicemail box of 816.
Okay.
That is very disappointing.
Yeah. Sucks when we get the idea. Batting machine. Baseball helmet. Carousel horse. Oh, we gotta do the horse first.
Horse.
Oh, carousel
like
horse.
Let's try that.
There's the ad for you to see if you like. We got a nice little carousel horse on the pole. It's not vintage, but really nice display. I'm only wanting $50 for it. Okay. The pioneer, the coke rap. I'm dancing with the stars, stepping on blow, doing a toe tap. Milkman on hold. Sorry, Milkman. I got you. If that ever happens, I'll come back because it beeps at me to let me know that I forgot to pick you up again.
Oh, good, man. I got a customer.
Oh, good, man. All right. They saying they can't reach us. The answer is the Lord, like Saturday Night Fever. I kept it in the crib. It made me a light sleeper. Whether watching for the feds or avoiding the Grim Reaper. Way deeper than rap. Money and hoes is deeper than that. Fight the temptation, but it keep coming back. Money stacked to the ceiling just as quick as it dispensed. Who knew them commas meant you could lose your common sense? Before it's too late, all I can tell them is repent. Money, you miss me, don't you? Haters, wish you could hit me, don't you? Shit is crazy, y'all. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, you have
Hi.
You got a horse. My friend's calling about the horse.
Your horse?
Carousel.
Yeah. How many dollars do you want for that thing? Horse.
$50.
But I'll give you $25 for the horse.
Yeah, I'll hold off and get 50 out of her.
I'd give you $27.
Make it 50 and come get it.
Okay, but what about if I give you $27.50? Then you got a 50 in there, buddy. Pony.
I think it'll be worth $50 pretty easy.
Okay, but what about how does it look up there? You know, you put your hand in there? Pony.
Put your hand in.
In the
I'm
pony?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm saying, did you put your hand in the pony?
I don't believe there's a hole in it. Put your hand in.
There's no hole in it? What the fuck kind of thing is that? Why would I want to buy a fucking pony without a hole?
Well, how the hell would I know?
Well, I wanted to have one with a hole. Can you not make a fucking hole in the damn thing?
It's
going to be big enough for my cock.
Well, I know, dude.
I got a big cock, man. You're going to have to make it pretty big.
Yeah, well, you fucking faggot.
You fucking faggot, man. I'm going to stick the horse up your ass.
It does have a hole already on the top and bottom for the pole.
You fucking liked it. Call it back.
That new CL slide outside of Popeyes. Eat with chicken and fries. Yeah, come holler at your uncle. I understand. I'm back by popular demand.
You have reached the voicemail box of 816.
Law. All right. Yeah, what the hell? I'll try one last time. Can't hurt. We've got elevator maintenance centers. You say you're stuck in an elevator.
With a party.
Welcome, everybody.
You have reached the voicemail box of 8166.
Hi. 24-hour customer service for Audi, the car manufacturer.
Audi, yeah, I have a car. I've got a car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are they, is that an Austrian company? It's the first
time ever. Audi. Yeah, they must be. No, it's German.
Is it really? German.
Hmm. Deutschland.
Wow. Hello and welcome to Audi of America. To assure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you need Audi roadside assistance, press 1. For Audi financial services or Audi pure protection, press 2. If you have a question about Audi or need help with your Audi, press 3. To join Audi's largest donor group, the Audi Club of North America, press 5. To hear this information again, press 8. If you know your party's extension, press 9. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available Audi customer relations advocate.
I'm stupid. I thought it was one of those talk to me things. It should be. And it should be anyway.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm back.
If your call is regarding a letter received about the T-Mobile turndown for Audi Connect System, please contact your authorized Audi dealer.
I don't want to pull
for a product specialist, information regarding a service action or recall campaign, or to locate an Audi dealer, press 1. To discuss your Audi ownership experience, press 2. If you know your party's extension, press 9.
Discussing the experience. See if someone picks up.
I dialed 5.
Thank you for contacting the Audi Customer Experience Center. This is Penny. How can I help you?
Penny?
Yeah.
Penny? Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah. What kind of name is that, though? Penny. That's what they did in England. They have that as a, like, a, you know, that's like an English scent.
Correct.
A British scent.
Point in the U.S. as well.
Yeah. Oh, you have pennies over there. Okay, excellent. I need your help. I'm trying to steal an Audi RS6. How do I do that?
Well, I would not be able to assist you with stealing.
Why not?
An RS6.
It's Audi.
I understand.
Penny, why you can't help me?
I'm sorry. I will not be able to meet your expectations.
But that's, what do you mean you can't? That's not fair. That's not fair. You said it's Audi, and Audi can help. It's customer service. I want to. Can I speak to the manager, please?
Okay, I apologize. The manager's currently not available, but I
why? What's he doing? Is he stealing another Audi? Is he helping somebody else steal an Audi? Why isn't he helping me? I want help stealing an Audi.
Okay, is there anything I can help you with tonight, sir?
Yeah, where are you? What are you doing?
We're in Auburn Hills, Michigan, and I'm helping customers with their vehicle concerns.
What time you finish?
She hung up.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say, I think Ken lives out there, man. Dwight, go over there and fuck her. You sound like she'd be able to...
She did sound like another one.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to buy an innie. I don't want to buy an Audi. I want an innie.
I want to call back. Get
I want
that.
A penny.
I want to see if I can get around. Do you see what
you
got?
You want to see if you can get pennies.
Hello and welcome to Audi of America.
Jen, before we continue, you got to use language. Well, I guess you far into being able to find out what weaknesses the Audi has. Now, specifically, we're going to go with an Audi Q7 S-Line, okay?
Why would you go with that shit car? Why don't you go for an RS6?
This is what my client asked me to steal, bro, all right?
All right, okay.
Okay, they tell me what car, and that's what I got. Why are you fighting with me? Why? Audi should I steal?
He could have picked a better one.
What should he... Tell me, you got one? What kind of car? Uh-oh, Milkman's on... Because I get an Oldsmobile. Hey, Milkman.
Ah, oh, Hermanito. Jen, I'm so just tell me, are you an Audi man or are you an any man?
And I don't, you know, I've never been in an, I don't think I've ever been in an Audi. Yes, I have. That's bullshit.
I'm not talking about a vehicle. I'm talking about your belly button.
It goes in. For God's sake.
Huh?
Yeah, it's an any. Why are you asking that? That feels weird.
Because you just said you called for an Audi,
So are you having an outie or are you having an innie?
No, we're not calling prostitutes and making sure that they have an inward cup.
Well, I have an innie. My belly button's an innie. What about Jim? Are you an outie or an innie?
Oh, he's probably an outie.
I'm neither. I don't have a belly
button. You don't have a belly button?
No.
It was just flat?
No, I Jim, just died.
Clone?
I don't
are
have it.
Clone?
I don't
you're
have
a clone?
One. I was born without one.
Oh my gosh! No, no. So like, you would like attached to the sphincter with the cord.
Wow,
man!
I'm an idiot.
Sphincter.
They made you into like the Wolverine, but
you got Wolverine butt. Got a big claw, huh? All right. Well, I'm an idiot.
No,
anyway. We would ride along.
It was like the Wolverine, but he was being engineered to, I don't know, be like a master.
Well,
archer.
As usual, there's some random element I threw in there. Now
it was going to be a master archer, but it didn't work out. They messed up with the gene sequencing, so he's an okay archer.
Well, I'm a henny. I just keep mine clean.
Jing gets
real
down.
In the shower.
Jing gets real down when we bring up the archer thing because he lost in front of his home crowd in London in the Olympics back then.
I lost fucking because I was fucking busy banging your sister.
You were doing a lot of banging in the Olympic Village, though. I remember. I saw the pics on Instagram, man. You were fucking. There was the Brazilians you're fucking.
This dude's got a forearm as big around as my thigh. I mean, this guy is one of the most practiced Olympiad stars that I've met. Jim Stewart.
Yeah, I remember I streamed it when Jim was during. I streamed it on whatchamacallit, on Syndicate. We were all watching it.
Yeah.
Stream the video.
Oh, it was beautiful, man. I mean,
and then
you see this guy.
Oh, we saw him. He hit
this.
How did you hit the? But I guess that's a common thing. It happens sometimes that archers will hit the wrong target, like completely wrong target.
Yeah, yeah.
It
if you're not careful, I'm going to fucking hit you, you cunt, from here.
He's real bitter about it, the whole thing. But it does happen. There was an American, I guess, that got disqualified in the 2012 Olympics, in the 2008, rather, the Beijing Olympics, for hitting the wrong target. If you do it once, you get disqualified.
For that.
You get disqualified out of the whole thing, like right there. And it's just like, oh my god, stupid mistake, but it can happen. You're supposed to be able to identify. Yeah. And yeah, I'm sorry. It's alright, it's all good. But dude, it don't matter because, like, be honest, the rest of the British team that year, England.
Yeah, they were shit, right?
You guys were. Yeah, I mean, you were really good.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the best one on there. He was the Bullseye Marksman Championship there.
You got a fucking
for the
shit.
Yeah. Fuck them.
He came out with a gold and platinum medal.
Fucking people with their archery.
Yeah.
You invented that, Carlito. I always blame you for this shit. This is where you came up with this idea.
Sorry,
any sport in the world you could have picked, apart from the one I actually. Do.
We have
and
pictures
you
of
chose,
you.
You
I have
to
a
choose
picture
fucking
of
archery.
I have a
like
picture
the gayest
of you.
Fucking sport
I have
ever.
A picture of
so
you
modest.
At the actual Olympics.
I love Jim. He's so modest. He doesn't want anybody to know of his true championship status, man. He's such a modest man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
I love Jim. He is the most modest guy of all
so
of us.
Just stop talking about him. Just stop talking about him. He's going to get upset.
He
does. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. That's all we're saying. Love, man.
He's a superstar.
You are our champion.
Hello and welcome to Audi of America. To assure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you need Audi roadside assistance, press 1. For Audi financial services or Audi Pure Protection, press 2. If you have a question about Audi or need help with your Audi, press 3. To join up,
your call is regarding a letter received about the T-Mobile turnout for Audi Connect. Please contact your authorized Audi dealer.
For a product specialist, information regarding a service action or recall campaign,
what?
Or to locate an Audi dealer, press 1. To discuss your Audi ownership experience, press 2. If you know your party's extension, press 9.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Audi Customer Experience Center. My name is Shanita. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling because I needed some assistance with my with a Audi here that I am working with.
Okay. How can I assist you, sir?
I'm trying to find out a little more information about this Audi. It's I think it's an Audi 23. What is that? Hang on. Let me look here.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think. No. Audi 23, I think. Audi, do you have a 23?
A 23?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not sure what you're speaking in terms of a 23.
Hang on, my cohort, my partner in crime over here knows. Jim, what did I say? What kind of Audi is this? An Audi Z?
Yeah, man. You said it was an R8.
There you go, that one.
Okay, do you have a VIN number?
Well,
where do we find that?
It's kind of dark. Where at?
Okay, so that would be on, like, is this, do you own the vehicle?
Oh,
kind of.
We're in possession of the vehicle, sure.
Okay, so the VIN number would be on your insurance registration or any DMV.
But it's on the car. It's on the car, right?
It should be in the windshield.
Yeah, well, where at?
There, in the windshield, inside, because I don't think I got a... How do I open it?
It should be on your... It is supposed to be on your windshield, in your glass, right by the driver's side. You should be able to see it. What's the year of the vehicle?
Oh, it's 2014.
Okay.
But you're going to have to hurry there, lady. I mean, I want to get in the car.
Excuse me?
We got to find a way to get into the car and get it out of here.
Been in and out already, like, a while. Let's just take a... Why do you need the VIN... Why do you need the VIN number anyway, honey baby?
Yeah.
We know what kind of car it is.
Okay, what exactly are you trying to seek assistance
with? All right, so... the car, the keys are in the car.
Yeah.
So which of the...
And the car is locked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So in which spot it is to get through the window the easiest to get the door open?
Well, we don't want to damage the car. Because,
no.
You know,
sir, I wouldn't
be
able to give you that type of information.
Well, we need to get in. We're stranded in a bad neighborhood.
I can transfer you to roadside assistance and have someone come out and assist you.
No, come on.
Yeah,
you have a whole...
Yeah.
No, but she has whole books over there about this car.
Okay, you got the book there, lady, and you tell us from the book.
Yeah, listen.
I need you to... Hang on.
I need you to upload the schematics for this vehicle into these two droids over here. This astromech.
I would not be able to assist you with that.
I have an astromech droid.
I can transfer you to roadside assistance if you need assistance.
Listen, R5, come here. R5, right here.
I need to get into the car.
Mm. Well, all right. You can put us through the roadside fucking assistance. Yeah. Try it again. That's fun. I like that idea.
Very cooperative.
I was hoping maybe you were trying to steal the car and then I can come back.
Hello and welcome to Audi of America. To assure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you need Audi roadside assistance, press 1. For Audi financial services or Audi Pure Protection, press 2. If you have a question about Audi or need help with your Audi, press 3.
If your call is regarding a letter received about the team,
how dare you question my brother?
Please contact your authorized Audi dealer.
Some bullshit.
Their honesty is above and beyond the call of duty.
Duty.
Thank you. Thank you for contacting the Audi Customer Experience Center. This is Penny. How can I help you?
Hello.
Oh, Penny. Hello again. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yeah, not so good. I'm still trying to get into this car.
I understand. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, why can't you come out and help me, you?
Well, you're
not escape together
at our location,
in the car.
So I'm so sorry.
But we can together escape in the car.
No, that's okay. I'm not
into the sunset. With your wind blowing in the air?
The wind blowing in the air?
No, the wind blowing through your hair. That's what I said, wasn't it?
Not the first time, sir.
Okay, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Would you like that?
No, sir.
You could stick your head out of the window like a dog and pant, you know? While I go fast.
Is there anything else that I can help you with, sir?
I want you to join me roadside.
You want to be transferred over to Audi roadside?
No, I want you to join me roadside. At the side of the road, you know?
No, thank you.
On the grass.
Why not?
All right. If you don't have a vehicle concern, I will be disconnecting.
I have
call.
A very
roadside
concern.
Roadside assistance. Please help.
I need to get into the car.
All right. Thank you. I do hope you have a great
roadside.
Day.
I command you to roadside. Oh, what a bitch! I'm never going to do roadside assistance. You could now. You could try the car one and try to be all sneaky. You know, like a cat burglar. Like a cat.
Hello and welcome to Audi of America.
It's all in German.
For quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you need Audi roadside assistance, press 1.
For Audi.
Hello and welcome to Audi of America. To assure quality service, calls to and from our center may be monitored or recorded. For Audi roadside assistance, press 1. For all other Audi services, press 2. Please remain on the line for the roadside assistance center.
Thank you for calling Audi roadside assistance. If you are calling for the first time,
Penny heard me say duty.
Please
pause.
If you want to check on the status of an earlier roadside service request, please press 2.
Oh, that's funny.
Please enter your selection within the time allowed.
Oh, what? What's the one?
If you are calling for the first time and your vehicle is currently disabled, please press 1. Yeah. If you want to check on the status of an
that's first time. Yeah.
If you are in a life-threatening situation, call 911 immediately. Please hold while we transfer your call. Your call may be monitored or recorded. If you are in a life-threatening situation, please hang up and call 911 immediately. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored and recorded.
Do not record this call. I do not give you permission.
Thank you for calling Audi Roadside Assistance. My name is Audra. Are you in a safe location?
What do you mean by a safe location?
Are you in danger?
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Are you safe or are you in danger?
I'm all right.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. May I please have your first and last name?
Yeah. Now? Like now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Roland Tybalt.
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
T-I-B-A-L-T.
Thank you. And may I have a good callback number where you can be reached in the event that we get disconnected or to confirm service?
Yep. 912-158-2015.
Thank you. I have 912-158-2015.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And may I please have the last 7 characters of your vehicle identification number that can be found on the vehicle registration or proof of insurance?
Well, all right. So my registration and proof of insurance, they stole that. The guy was like, give me all your shit, motherfucker, like that he said to me at first. He's like, give me all that shit, motherfucker, like that. And he had the gun in my face. He said, oh, pull a trigger, motherfucker, I'm the nigga. He said, I'm the nigga, motherfucker, like that. And so I gave him my wallets I was keeping in my glove box. He said, yeah, give me all them ends, give me all them grips, he kept saying, like that, give me all them. Duck it, motherfucker, like that. Motherfucker, you taking too long. And I filled up this. He had like a Winn-Dixie bag, and I filled it up with all the stuff I had in there. Because I mean, and so in went like registrations, went oil change receipts, tire and tune up receipts, and inclusive with that, the registration forms, all that shit went in there. And the proof of insurance and all that, all went in there. All I know is I have saved on my phone the roadside assistance number. I had put it on a sticker on the dash of the car. And then I also...
Are you with your vehicle, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm here with that piece of shit now. It's all... He fucked it up. He fucked it all up.
I'm extremely sorry to hear that. You can also find the VIN number on the outside of the vehicle where the windshield meets the dashboard on the driver's side.
Yeah, you know, like where the dashboard kind of meets the windshield and where the windshield wiper is, but under it, you know, on the other side of the glass. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a hammer, like one of those ball peen hammers. He said, that's what he said he was going to hit me with. When he tied up my wrists, he was like, I'm going to hit you with this ball peen hammer, nigga, motherfucker, like that. So I ain't the one, motherfucker, like that. And then he said, you see this shit right here? And then he started, like, hitting the windows. He said, I'm a crazy motherfucking nigga, like that. He started hitting them, all the windows. And he got to the part where the VIN is, like, stamped on there. I was like, yo, man, come on, that's the VIN stamp. And he's like, nah, fuck that, nigga. He, like, started hitting it. Bam, 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 bam. And, like, I went to look at it now, and you know how all the little letters are, like, stamped on there, you know? They're all flattened out and everything now. It's just a nightmare. And then he brought me to the back. And he's like, well, I'm going to get me some mouth pussy, like that, he said to me. And he had me kneel down in front of him and perform oral sex on him. And that's about the time when he left. After that.
Officers, have you called the police, sir?
I mean, what am I going to do, say that I got, you know, I can't admit that I had to suck a dick or anything like that, so I'm not going
to
say that.
No, you don't need to say that. I mean, just that he stole your stuff.
I mean, where are you from? Are you, like, in an urban area? It sounds like maybe you're, like... Oh, man! Come on!
Oh, my God! That
you know what I mean? You know what I mean, ma'am? You know, ma'am? She's there. So, ma'am...
Do you need roadside assistance, sir?
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, where I'm from, I can't, like, snitch out like that, because it would be much worse than that. The cops, where I live, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to write down the report, right? I'm going to recall me saying all this stuff. They're going to tell me, all right, Lysol, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell all your homies, all your 8-8 Rolling G Crips, you suck the dick. I'm going to show them the video. And we're going to say to all your enemies, all the Peru Bloods that are over here, and we're going to lock you up for observation while we get this figured out. And they're basically probably going to lock me up with a bunch of members of the other gang that I'm not associated with. Like, they're like, you know, enemies of us. And I'm going to be known as a snitch for going to the police, you know, like where I'm from, like if someone does something to you, you're not supposed to go to the police, you're supposed to handle it yourself, you know? Do you know what I'm getting at? Like, I can't do that. I can't be a snitch. You know what I mean?
Okay, sir.
So I'm just trying to get back in the car so I can get home, and I need to take, like, three really hot showers, and I have to, like, gargle, and really, to be honest with you, probably take something to throw up all those cum that I had to swallow and everything. Hello?
What?
So how far will you guys tow? I'm sorry?
Well, what year is your vehicle?
Jen, what year is this vehicle? What'd you say?
Jen? 2015.
It's an Audi, 2015 Audi.
What model, sir?
It's an A3.
And whose name is the vehicle registered under?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whose it would be. But, I mean, probably mine. You know?
Well, I wasn't able to pull it up under your name, sir.
And we get it from a movie studio. Like, they lease it out to us, so I don't really know. You know? Hello.
Okay. Well, if we get a car,
we're working on a movie right now. We're not supposed to talk about which one it is due to non-disclosure. But they, you know, let us use a studio car, you know, for however long, you know. And it's really mostly to be able to take all the big poster boards that, you know. You know, the movies, sometimes they write on the big boards what's going to have all arted out. That's what we bring with us, so we need to have a nice car, take that. We can't just show up here in a van, you know.
Do you have the name that the vehicle would be registered under and what state it would
Yeah. Try GERZ. First name, Nick.
Thank you. Just a moment.
I found a shard of the glass. We might be able to have the last four digits or the first four. I don't know, but try 6889.
Actually, I would need the last seven in order
to... No, I can only give you the last four, sorry.
Well, I wouldn't be able to pull up the information then.
Well, we told you this guy, he smashed everything, so yeah, we've just literally got this.
I do understand that. Unfortunately, there's nothing that I can do without the VIN number.
Oh, that's not very helpful, is it? How are we gonna get past that?
May I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just a moment.
This is so much fun.
You were doing so much better. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
I butted in like I thought we should disconnect it.
No. I like to step out for a while sometimes. Just to keep it, you know, going.
You should definitely take this back.
What did I put you on again? For
The whole... I'm the nigger. I'm the nigger.
Like, I just gotta get home to throw up. Oh, the cum I swallow. Well, oh, I've had the hang up. Oh my gosh. Hello? So, where I'm from, you don't snitch, you know.
No?
But me and you are some kind of weird relationship where we work together at a movie studio and they lease us out on Audi for a while. This happened like in Hollywood, just Hollywood or something. Black guy pulled us over and smashed up the VIN numbers, stole everything in the glove box, including the paperwork and
Thank
the receipts.
Thank you for holding.
Hello. Please. I'm just explaining to this person here who was asking that they stole everything we have in the glove box, even the receipts. Should we be concerned? Should we maybe contact the receipt department or something?
The receipt department?
Mm-hmm. You know, the department that handles the receipts?
I think it would be a really good idea to call the cops. Or your auto insurance.
I'm just saying, snitching, you know, just snitching.
Okay,
I would really prefer if you didn't give me legal advice and just help me out with getting...
How about
myself.
You call your auto insurance, because then they'd be able
No, because to you're supposed to get me a ride home. The car, they just need a tow. I need a tow, and I'll sit in the front with the driver. And then
I cannot set up service unless I have am able to have the VIN number.
Well, you're a fucking bitch, is what you are.
Bitch.
Big bitch.
That I'm gonna have to release the line.
Yeah, vagina.
You are a dirty
bitch. You know, pussy lips or labia. You know, There. Pussy lips are a labia, you know? I think she does. Wow, that was a lot of fun. Awesome. Good call. Let's call Milkman back. We dropped him at some point there. Why did you have sex with a cow? Then why would you sleep with Milkman? I don't know.
There we go.
Hey, Fox. I'm back.
Yeah, I got me a customer now.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Number one.
Can you put the phone to her? Let me talk to her?
No, no.
Please?
Absolutely not.
Please?
Next time.
Please. Why? Did you do something bad already? No? Did you have your pee-pee out when she got in the car? You're like, oh, my fly must have gone down on accident. Oops, I'm sorry.
Don't be bizarre. You're crazy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was the next one. Would you mind zipping that up for me? I hung up on him. I don't know why I did. Oops. I called him to say that and hang up. I'm a nice guy. I have more numbers, I guess, we can do.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine. Are we done with Audi? I think so.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I'm a stupid. That's my fault. You go ahead and keep driving your female customer.
I think it's on your end, dude. It wasn't my end.
Yeah. Hey, man. Okay, man. I'm sorry. Man, it is now 9 o'clock on the West Coast, so a lot of stores closed Sunday at this time. I'm not going to have a lot of good luck calling those places unless they're those 24-hour kinds or the late openers, which usually means that they're loud. Shakey's Pizza Parlor, are they still open now? Yes, they are. Shakey's Pizza Parlor, home of the Shake Pizza. Yeah. It's hard to be on a diet, gin, and want to watch food television, you know? Like, I love the food competition shows, but if you're, like, trying to diet for the first, you know, it's hard. So what do I do?
I don't know, man.
You guess I can't just walk? I can't. Well, I like Gordon Ramsay. I love when he gets
mad. I'm going to help you.
Hey, you stupid bitch. I'm calling about making an order.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling about making an order.
What's your name?
This is Nick Gers.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
My name is Nick. Do you need my last name?
No.
Okay, it's Gers, G-E-R-Z, just in case. All right, write that down. Shit. I think it was the Gers that did it. Head side, kill him with Dino. All I do is eat oysters and speak six languages and three voices. It's Adriatic Summers on the sailboat. Don't even try to call, I'm not available for nothing. Unless it's stupid paper. How about the Studebaker with Anita Baker?
Hello, thank you for calling Shakey's. How may I help you?
Hi, let's make an order.
Yes, can you please hold?
Bollocks, yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Jen, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, hey, ma'am, I'm going to put my friend Jen online. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, lady, how are you?
There's no one there, you stupid.
Bitch.
You weren't paying attention, is why. Where were you? What were you doing?
Fucking daydreaming. What were you doing?
Playing a game?
No.
We're holding. I will play music. We'll be...
Shake, is anyone
going
to help you?
Hello.
Shaggy Zinning, we're talking to help you.
Yeah. How are you?
Pizza. Yeah, we're ordering
a place in order?
We're ordering pizza, yeah. Pizza food.
What's your name?
My name is Nick.
Okay, what size?
What size? Yes.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Big.
I'm sorry?
Big, but minuscule.
We have the large.
Yeah, big.
Okay, you need to stop prank calling if you're...
What do you mean prank calling a bitch? I want a fucking food order. What the fuck is wrong with you, cunt?
Man, they got a sriracha chicken pizza. Looks good as fuck. Looking at their site right now. Straight up, they got Shakeys.com. Shakeys spelled with an E-Y-S. Shakeys.com. They must have jumped on that domain pretty easy. Very forward-thinking of them. Unless they paid out the ass for it, which I doubt. But, yeah. They got games there. That's good. Games? Some kind of games there. Hey, Milkman! Hey!
Hi. Okay. I think I found my customer. They're coming here. I don't know where they're at.
Oh, bitches. When they get in, say, hey, motherfucker.
She's coming now. I think I see her now.
Let me talk to her.
You said the next one.
No, I want to talk to his customer.
I know, but I told him, he said we could talk to the next one. So we should be able to. Yeah. I got your back. I'm not mad at you, alright?
Yeah.
Okay. Just look for more numbers while we wait for that. So I'll close at 10. Lighting and fixtures place was tested and someone picked up at 2 a.m. I don't know. Mr. Reuter Plumbing in Oregon. They have late hours, supposedly, according to our intel. Let's find out.
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
What? My bad. When I smell your baby mama shit of dungarees, somebody get the kid a daily sound like me. But not
the falcon flies too. Now I'm sitting in first class. Straight to Mr. Reuter's Plumbing.
Yeah, hey, are you the answering service or are you the plumber?
I am. I can send a message over to the on-call for a return call.
I was wondering because you sound a little bit effeminate. Maybe you wouldn't, you know much about plumbing.
No, I can send a message over. Your first name?
Mm-hmm. My name is Nick Gers.
First name Nick, N-I-C-K?
Mm-hmm. Last name G-E-R-Z. Mm.
Thank you. And a telephone number? And the address?
It's 24 Ranch Machine, Horse Ranch, Horse Machine, oh my gosh. Horse Machine Ranch Road. It's up your ass? Oregon. Up your ass in Oregon. Young up. Your ass. I gotta not waste time typing shit, right? Alright, here's Service Plumber of Oregon City, a competitor. Okay. Would you like to leave a message, Jim? You can. Yeah.
Fuck that.
24-hour convenience store in... No. Their corporate... My bad. Yes, 24-hour convenience stores, and we've been provided with the phone number for their corporate office. So let me start off by changing my caller ID to match that. Make sure we have the correct target package profile. How's your game? Jen, are you with us? Are you just falling asleep?
I'm with you.
Okay, it's all right. If you're tired, you need to go sleepy. All right.
No.
Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, maybe in like 10, 15 minutes. Standing on an unidentified corner with a Latin individual. Special to me. So if by chance you see her, won't you hit me on the hip, will you please? I went to Red Cross and I went to the station. I never heard that before. I think that's some Notorious Bum. Not singing that. You ever heard of Notorious Bum? He's really cool.
Thanks for calling Thorns.
Hey, you ever heard of the Notorious Bum? Notorious B-U-M?
No.
Oh, I thought because you were black, maybe you know. Hello? Come on, don't be like that honey sister, honey baby. Come on. Missing persons in a... Yeah, this guy is a rapper. He's actually a bum. He lives on the streets and... He was just discovered, and I guess he used to rap for money and shit like that. Like, he'd wash your car and rap while he did it.
Isn't that what all rappers do?
Yeah, yeah. But he was a bum. He's like a straight up bum.
Oh, I see just, what you mean.
But his raps, he actually has a little bit of talent. It's actually some really funny shit that he raps about living like a bum. He's got a song called "I Throw My Money on the Floor," and it's just he like has dollar bills, just throws them on the floor, like I just waste my money, I throw them on the floor. Yeah. So yeah, look up the Notorious Bum. This is him right here. I'm pretty sure this is him. Sounds like him.
Did she find someone new?
All right, different gas station.
Is it true? Did she find
someone new? Please try your
call. I hope it's not true. My sister came over with no smile on her face. She said, "You better sit down. It's gonna hurt what she has to say."
That baby. Grocery 98, where I speak, how we help you?
Yeah, you can hurry up, not tell me what to do.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just curious to see if you had any eggs.
Any eggs? No, I'm sorry. We don't sell eggs.
You know,
bitch, get some eggs.
I know you have some things. Do you have any eggs in your body? Yeah, did you have menopause yet? She did not like what I said at the beginning.
I think she liked what I said.
Went to the streets where gangsters and hustlers where they meet.
We're supposed to be saying we're from the corporate office. We're ruining this. We got one left.
Sorry.
I know it's my fault. I'm not
housewife, you see. She belongs.
All right, here's the last one I got. All right, so let's say.
But she sounded like she would get pissed off.
Yeah. Well, because when I said, "Don't tell me what to do," she's like, "What?" Like,
yeah.
I think she would crack.
So our request here, tell them you have a complaint about the hot dogs. Tell them to taste one of the hot dogs. Try sliding it back and forth on their fourth, like, on their forehead, like they're giving head, okay? Tell them that Thornton's lost their license to sell beer and have them lock the beer cave doors. Tell them that they have to greet customers on the intercom to the gas pumps with a joke of the day.
Okay. All right.
Never mind the joke of the day. So any of those are anything we want, right, Jen? Because we do what we want. All right, so now we're from the corporate office, the company known as Thornton's Convenience Stores. And here we go. Corporate office is in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville. And, yeah, everything I said.
I got all of that. I wrote it down.
Go.
Louisville?
Louisville.
No idea.
There's a Dr. Pepper Snapple drink urgency hotline? Yeah. All right, so I'm going to give up on this. Whoa. And call the Dr. Pepper urgency line.
Dr. Pepper. Did you know that if you mix amaretto with...
And 151 vodka, rum, right? And then
with
you...
some kind of soda, and it tastes exactly like Dr. Pepper.
Well, you can make... use amaretto, 151 Bacardi, 151 rum... And you drop a match into it, it'll catch on fire when you blow it out, and it tastes just like Dr. Pepper.
You reckon?
It's called the Flaming Dr. Pepper.
Cool.
Artie knows one that tastes just like Mountain Dew. Let me get him on here. He was calling. Artie had his drink. Artie, right here.
All right.
Hey, we got Artie joining her.
All right.
Because he's alright. He's not like the other guys. Okay,
I'm back.
Good, welcome back. We're calling Dr. Pepper line. Now Artie isn't joining. I was trying to get him to join. Artie, you asked to join. I put you on, you don't join. What the fuck?
Thank you for calling the answering service.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to someone about Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Well, I can leave your information and have someone give you a call back.
Yeah, can you start? Well, are you ready for the message? Line one.
Okay.
Line one. Cross called in regarding Dr. Pepper. Stop. Okay. Next line. His determination is that the Dr. Pepper is a piece of shit. Stop. Please respond kindly. Next line. Thanks, comma, space. Enter Nick Gerse, MD. Hello? 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 Bitch. Whatever, look, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to eat myself with, I'm going to have me
okay,
some...
But I'm going to go because...
You're going to go. You got a big appointment, man. You need to take care of that and get that shit straightened out, man. Because
I do. You sound like you're fucking awake as fuck. You're wired as hell. How is that possible after all this shit?
I know, but if you don't get that shit straightened out, fucking Jen, okay? So I want to hear a report. You got 12 hours to get back to me and say shit worked
out. Copious amount of shit. I might have to sell my watch.
Yeah, seriously, Jin. Love you, man. Thanks for being on. Catch you next week.
Thanks for having me. I will at some point come on more often and more regularly. Yeah. But at the moment, it's just a very difficult time for me.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of stress, and the stress makes you less regular. Ask any woman.
Yeah, unfortunately. Okay. It's not really the stress. It's the fact that I just have to work day and night.
That, and hence stress becomes stress in the ball.
It's not so stressful when you make loads of money. It's okay.
Stress. Okay?
Yeah, stress. Okay, I'll call it stress. Okay. Alright, it's stress.
I'm kidding. I'm just off, Jim. Alright, hey, thanks.
I know, you're on, trust me, you're on.
I'm gonna take a break and eat me some pickles.
I'm the nigger.
Yeah. Alright. Alright, bye, see you.
Alright, man, take
care. I'm the nigger. I'm gonna shoot you. Give me that money, yo. Give me all that money, man. Milkman, are you here? Are you a customer still? You're still a customer. I'm gonna take a break.
Alright.
I'm gonna take a fucking break. You better not have a problem with that, bitch. When we come back, I got more calls I guess I can do, more numbers. I have nothing really specific planned out. I'm looking at the city of San Diego on Google Maps. I'm sure already called a few places there, including that pizza place. We can call a few more places in that area. We got swap shop people we haven't called yet. Maybe we can call some more wankers. I don't know. Listen, get off my case and leave the fuck alone. I'll be back when I get back.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Get my pussy.
How y'all doing? Thanks for staying. While I was doing things other than this. And that goes for everybody. Alright, well, here's a 24-hour coin laundry staffed by Asians in Austin, Texas.
Been going to Congress,
this is
Iris.
How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, how often do you guys remove lint from the machines?
I'm sorry?
How often do you guys remove lint from the machines?
Every night.
Is there a certain time you do that?
Like right now?
Yeah. And just once a night you do, or several times a night?
Huh?
Just once a night you do this, or do you do this several times a night?
Once a night, once a day, 12 o'clock at night.
Now, how much lint do you think accumulates? About how much? Could you fill a bag with it, maybe, you think? Let me change my caller ID. I was calling back the last place to call. With my voice, it sounds like this. I know you crashed from that old Bay Chase. The brass band was seven pieces. My bitch's name is Peaches. We got twin Mac 11s with the features. Shit, you barely got sneaker money. So much dick in their mouth. That's why these motherfuckers speaking funny. You need to speak clearer, dick, cause I can't hear you. You need to speak clearer, dick, cause I can't hear you. Magic Johnson of the game, these lanes don't wanna play with me. Smile on your face, but I really know you hating me. I know you're mad cause I'm sick and it's plain to see. She ain't answering now, fuck. Mira, usted habla en español ahí.
Sí.
¿Cuánto es lavar la ropa ahí? Puta.
Depende de las máquinas ahí.
Ok, yo tengo dos.
Diferentes máquinas.
Tengo dos putas que tengo que lavar.
¿Dos qué?
Putas.
¿Qué es eso?
Putas son los muestras bien grandes que se doblan.
Oh, ahorita espera eso.
Bueno.
Buenas tardes, señora, ¿cómo está?
Bien, gracias, ¿y usted?
Dios le bendiga. Bien, muchas gracias. Sí, le estoy explicando a la señora que tengo aquí lo que son como dos muestras. Nosotros en la isla le decimos dos putas. Dos putas, pero yo es que yo creo que en otra parte de, bueno, tú sabes, otra parte del mundo, pues eso es que decir otra cosa, pero no estoy diciendo nada para insultarle a ustedes, y creo que a lo mejor a ella se sintió mal.
¿Qué pasó?
¿No? Por favor, le pueda pedir perdón, por favor, dejarle saber a la señora que no fue mi intención ofenderla a ella, pero es que estas cosas de aquí donde yo soy le dicen putas, básicamente dicen porque
usted le, y no es, usted le decimos es, nosotros a las mujeres en Honduras que andan con uno y con otro ganando el pan de cada día.
Y tú sabes lo que es, porque en mi isla pues el problema es que las putas pues ella usa, bueno, esas señoras así, las mujeres así usan de estas madres, pues se pueden doblar bien fácil y se ponen en el piso, ajá, en un carro, y después ahí la gente chingan y chichan todo que quieran, y tú sabes, y después el hombre termina. Ajá. El hombre,
¿qué
le
pasó?
El hombre le mama el culo y todo, y le mama el bicho, la mujer al hombre, al hombre.
Ella anda ahorita bien ocupada porque no ha terminado de limpiar.
Sí. Pues lo que estaba hablando, lo que dicen los americanos, le dicen el lint. ¿Tú sabes lo que es el lint?
No.
La teja que...
Digamos la pelusa de los filtros.
Sí, sí, lo que sale en los filtros, las pelusas, las tejas, lo que sale por ahí. Pues yo estoy interesado a ver si yo le puedo dar dinero o yo, cualquier cosa ahí a ustedes. Si ustedes me pueden dar de esa... La pelusa esa que sale de las máquinas.
Al final, ¿para qué la ocupan?
Bueno, son varias necesidades aquí. Hay unos estudios médicos que encontraron que esa pelusa, como le dicen los americanos, el lint, pues tienen mucho vitamina B12 y se pueden usar para hacer con la gente, hacen como no. Sopa y...
no le creo.
Sí, no, claro,
pues aquí nosotros la andamos sacando, pero la andamos sacando junto con la basura.
Andito, no, pero yo entro en la basura, yo saco yo mismo la mierda esa, la vaina, yo lo saco.
Y ahorita yo creo que a ella más bien ya la voy a tirar.
Ah, pues ustedes son unos maricones, hijos puta, entonces.
Ya, cuando la sacó ella, pues llenamos
ustedes
la bolsa
son unos
de basura y la
huevos.
Vamos a tirar.
Ustedes son unas putas, ustedes dos, unas dos gran putas ahí. Jodiendo.
Óigame, ¿y cuál putas, es el problema?
Ustedes dos putas ahí sucias, dos putas sucias ahí, vendiéndole la crica a cualquier hombre que entra por ahí, es el problema.
Óigame, deje de insultarme, que aquí nadie le
está. Ah, pues dime, ¿para cuánto hay para mamarle el culo? Dime, ¿cuánto me cobra? That was a good prank call. Milkman, if you speak Spanish. Good thing Milkman speaks Spanish. That's how I grew up, groom. Dude, my first prank calls was like that. You wanna know what I was just saying? Ask Siri, you know? Something like that, right? I was gonna tell you.
Well, I got a video for you if you really need one, son. He's like,
Ask Siri, you motherfuckers. Ask Siri.
Sorry about that. I lost connection.
You lost connection, you bitch. Yep.
Yeah, I'm about to, like, I'm right down the street from my house. I was about to call you back.
I'm about. Yeah, so you had a what burger? A quesadilla burger? What the fuck was it?
Quesadilla burger.
Quesadilla burger, okay. Right. Cool. Cool, their quesadillas are good there, and they burger them up. There you go. Yeah, I just...
Dude, I got a dirty hooker story for you.
Yeah.
Once I get back to the house.
Oh, wait, you had a story. You said there was a story that made all the other ones pale in comparison, right? Oh,
yeah,
fuck
pretty
yeah.
much.
Fuck yeah, let me get some weed for this. I'm gonna enjoy this story. Hell yeah. Alright.
I'm pulling into the driveway now.
Oh, you can't see it in your car, right? Because it might be bugged.
I just
want
to get back in the house.
Hi, Dwight.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Okay.
Dwight!
Oh, you already, you were loud as a motherfucker.
It's fucking already, what do you expect?
What was the rule back with a 45 degree angle?
He had to hold the phone up with a pillow in between.
Dude, I'm using Bluetooth.
You sound fine now.
Yeah.
You're just a loud guy. Loud guy. It's like those kids that yell everything they say.
I'm glad to see that we fought. We called the Banshoads and asked where they were hiding you and keeping you captive. And I got threatened to be murdered like 3 times.
I don't want to talk.
Yeah, that's what we were doing yesterday.
I heard some of it.
We're trying to free you, and all of them were like, yes, we have him.
Yeah, the one lady, heard a lady saying, yeah, we have him.
All right, I'll be right back. I'm switching devices.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear the story, man.
Oh, I just got done watching the unauthorized story of Full House. And apparently Bob Saget likes doing whippets a lot.
Really? What the hell's that noise? Is that you?
Yeah, that noise?
Yeah.
Hang on.
There we go. I should take care of it.
That was crazy.
That was my fan. It's going nuts. It's on turbo.
Why you gotta do me like speaking of Hoffa and shit. Turbo. Dude, he's a funny comedian. It wasn't until I saw I didn't know about his really funny side until the thing in Half Baked where he said, "Would you ever suck dick for coke?" So, I was like, "Oh shit, he said that. He did that."
Now that's an addiction.
I was nuts because I just knew him from Full House and then from America's Funniest Videos, and he was just like such a dick. I was like, he's such a dork. I hated him because I thought he was just like a straight dick comedian like that, you know?
Right.
Like a white Bill Cosby motherfucker out there. And then I saw that, like, holy shit, the dude's really funny. Yeah,
they, I was just watching, I think they put this out yesterday, but they showed him, like, always, he's like doing whippets and just doing wild shit all around the set and stuff, and they had to keep telling him to fucking cut it out and to, like, you know, quit being such an asshole around the kids. And
he was like, in the show, he was straight, like, it's like they used to say, like, he wore the same, like, he had all his outfits for pre-planned, and perfect. I remember there was an episode like that. Where he got upset because someone moved one of his
shirts from one side to the other in the closet and it didn't match. I hope you get a paper cut. Yeah. On your tongue from a razor and a paper cup. That was stupid. That was a good show. I guess.
Watched it growing up.
Out of all those, I would really care the most for Family Matters.
Family Matters, yeah.
And the one that I always wanted to see succeed, had a special place in my heart for, was the one with Balky, Perfect Strangers.
Oh yeah, Balky. Yeah. No.
Because I started off on NBC originally, moved to ABC, but.
What is this, Balky Batakis or some shit like that?
It was some weird, like, half Greek kind of guy.
Yeah, I used to watch it. It was a good one.
See, wasn't he, like, from a family of sheep herders? I just remember when he became fresh young Balky B. When he became a rapper, like a rap star for an episode.
What I always remember him from, you know, more recently is from, like, the Beverly Hills Cops. Wow. When he was working in the art gallery in the first one.
Was he?
Yeah, his name was Serge or some shit like that.
I know. The last I saw him were, like, some Dentine commercials or Trident commercials in the 90s.
Nice.
It was due for a resurgence. All right, Artie, what's the story? Come on. You want to hear? Everyone excited? Sex story with Artie? I hope there's some dick in the story.
I got a boner.
So, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was, like, really horny one night. It was about, like, wasn't that late either, and I called a bunch of hookers, and I came across this one on the internet. I'm like, damn, I want to fuck her.
Okay.
She's like, okay, I'll be over in 20 minutes, which I'm like, 20 minutes? Fuck yeah. Usually a lot longer and shit. she gets here, and it was agreed on 200 for an hour. And she mentions, so, $100, I can give you an hour, a really special hour and a half. I'm like, fuck it. All right, let's go at it. So, like, she starts sucking my dick. And she tells me, oh, I'm not full service either, by the way. And I'm like, what?
She tells you then?
And I was like instantly like limp. It was like, what are you talking about?
Oh.
Meaning she's not gonna like, fuck.
Yeah, so she started off like, I'll give you a real special, hour and a half and all this shit or whatever. And then it's like, oh, by the way, now that I got your money, no, I don't fuck. Yeah, exactly. Rip off already. What happened then?
I told Artie. Yeah, he was telling me about that. And I said, dude, you should have fucking took your money back and slapped the bitch.
He dropped. Do you already know the story, Dwight?
Yeah, I think it was right after it happened. He called me on Skype talking about it. He's like, dude, what the fuck would you do? And I was like, dude, I'd fucking slap her. I was like, I paid for something and she's denying me.
He's dropping out. No, we don't know. Is that the end of the story, Dwight, you think? Or is there more to this?
Well, yeah, I think there's more, but he called, like, for advice. He's like, what the fuck would you do, man? He's like, I'd get my fucking money back. So, yeah, but she's already got it.
Yeah, when that happens, yeah, that's fucked up. Problem is they always have, like, a strong man back there with a sock full of quarters.
Yeah, you don't agree on shit, and then you start, you know, putting in, you know, here's the disclaimer and shit that you didn't read the fine print.
But that's on Artie for not. You're supposed to lay down, you know, are you F full sex or not? You gotta come from the beginning with it. But he's not. He's Artie.
Artie Farty.
Yeah. I was still waiting on him to come back. Still waiting on him to come back.
We got a. What is it, a week from Friday? We do the draft? Yeah.
Yeah, I did a different draft tonight, and didn't go that well. They have team quarterback on that draft. You don't draft a quarterback, you draft a team quarterback, so you always have whatever quarterback on that team, you know?
Mm. Yep. Oh, did you see the Lions the preseason against the Redskins? They fucking murdered RG3.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, so now he's questionable.
He was just getting nailed, and I'm like, the second quarter, I'm like, why the fuck's he still in there? And the Lions came and hit him again, and he was laying on the field. And they finally, after 5 minutes, get him up. He's walking off, and I'm like, dude, he looks like he doesn't know where the fuck he is. I was like, I think he's got a concussion. And I think I'm trying not going, oh, no, it's a stinger, it's a stinger. And then fucking on the news later that night, ah, he has a concussion. Fucking idiots.
Yeah. Well, Artie's dropping out.
Oh, the warrior wanted me to tell you. He said, "What's up?"
Yeah, yeah, I got it. What the fuck is going on? Anyway, well, I think I'm going to end the show anyway. I had a problem. The thing dropped. I came back, and I don't think I even did a call. Did I?
I don't know.
All right, who cares? Well, it's good talking to Dwight.
Oh, good talking to you. Everybody thought you were just doing an epic ending to the show.
You and your father never. No,
you just drop the mic and walk away.
No, the mixer. I got these two filters hooked up to it. And if I talk too loud into it, it starts this. It gets the same where it kind of locks. It's hard to explain. It locks like the sound card, the incoming line in on the sound card locks the level. It might be because I have these like automatic adjustment things that are supposed to keep the bass from being too high or the audio being too low off and on. I think it causes more problems than not, but it locks like the sound card off. So everything that was using audio or recording or streaming it like went white and went to the whole. Would you like to wait for a response or this or that? I'm like, oh, shit.
You fucking blew it up.
Well, so I just started killing them one by one, trying to find the one that would free it up. There's always one that frees it up. Anyway, I need to do something with this.
You see what I just put in the Skype chat there?
No, I didn't.
I think I sent you the video. I don't know if you saw it, but it was epic.
That's cool. All right, Dwight. I'll check that out. Is there a conference going on? Maybe I'll join.
All right,
I think Gordo's got something going.
Artie's back. Hang on. What do you got, Artie? All right, so what happened?
Where did I get cut off?
She had your money. She's not full service.
She's not full service.
Tells me she's not full service. And then she's like, okay, you can titty fuck me. And I'm like... I tried titty fucking her, but she wouldn't take her shirt or her bra off. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You can jerk off better than that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I just wanted it at the end at this point. Like, I should have tried to get my money back, but she's like trying to leave and she says her ride has broke down, like the guy who was coming to get her. And I'm like, it's just one fucking thing after another. I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, she asked me if I can take her to Sanford, and I'm like, nah, I didn't really feel like it just because, like, I didn't want to be around her outside of the house,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, fuck that.
It'd be like, you fucked me over, now you want a favor?
And then she's like, well, she tells me the road name, and it's, like, right around the corner from the house that the dudes broke down on, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take you over there. It's, like, right in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're going, and she's, like, saying something about, he says the car is on fire or something. And I'm like, how about I just take you to Sanford? I'm thinking maybe I can get some actual pussy out of taking her to Sanford, you know?
Okay.
And then she's like, well, you'll have to bring my son. He's in the car.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what kind of fucking white trash shit is this?
Huh.
So, like, I'm like, no, I don't, I'm kind of fucked up right now. I don't want to have to drive a kid around. It's one thing having an adult in the car.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, you can drop me off. I turn around the corner, and there's a Chevy Avalanche in the middle of the fucking road with a fucking fire coming out of the right rear well.
What?
Huge fucking fire. Kind of like, it was going up the whole fucking vehicle.
God damn.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on tonight? So, like,
you were hoping you just weren't hallucinating?
No, I was not hallucinating, dude.
Wow.
I went back later. And there's, like, burn marks and shit.
Shit.
So
did you just drop her off and like go, oh, see ya? Like,
well, no, she runs out of the car. She's like, get my son away from there. It's gonna explode. And I'm like, what the fuck? I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, totally.
And, hold on, I'm texting you like exactly where it was because this will make you laugh. Right in front of this place.
Oh boy.
And that one road that leads up to it.
Really?
Yeah. There,
of all the places, that is insane.
In the middle of that little T, you know, the T?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my
just
god.
Just parked in the middle. I turn around and he just parked in the fucking middle of that T.
That's such like a well-known little area right there. Like, everyone knows about it. That's so funny.
And, like, I'm thinking, wow. I don't need anyone seeing me around this person, you know?
No. It's supposed to be discreet, and now you're, like, fucking stuck with them? Nah.
And then she grabs her son, and then she comes back. She's like, "We'll be okay, just go." And I'm just like, "You didn't have to tell me twice."
See ya.
That was the longest 3-point turn I've ever taken in my life.
Already started out the night thinking he was getting some pussy. By the end of the night, he was babysitting.
Just about, man. That's nuts. Only Artie, dude. That sucks about getting ripped off, though. You should have, like, yeah, I don't know. That's a deal breaker. I mean, not that I partaking of stuff, but I would imagine, like, if she comes and says, "Yeah, no, now that you gave me your money, a lot of it, and I told you, oh, extra special."
So
what was her? What was her deal? What was going to be so extra special about this time where her was? She was
fucking me over.
She gets an extra. He gets an extra half hour.
Wow,
of being fucked over.
Yeah, she probably needed me to babysit for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
While she goes to her next job. Yeah,
here's the fucked up for thing. Next half hour.
What?
She might have been pregnant.
Are you sure she was a dude? She wasn't a dude?
No, it was not a dude.
How do you know? Did you see the pussy?
That's a good point.
Did you see it?
Those were God-made titties.
Did you?
No, they might have been doctor-made titties.
There was no such thing. Doctor-made titties are more perfect than God-made titties. We all know that.
Yeah, but you can feel the difference.
They got enough money, you can feel the difference. Go to a decent place, Miami or something. Or California. Listen, you didn't get to even, like, see her cooch or nothing? Like, that wasn't a...
That was a woman, dude. By her reaction, "Get my son away from there!"
Did she have a 6-inch clit?
She have a big clit? Small
I felt clit. Down there. There was nothing down there.
Oh, wow, you got the feel down there for $250.
Ooh, shit.
Wow. What a good deal. Dude, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, she got naked. Fuck, I was really stoned that night.
Mr. Morgan believes it was a man.
I'm just saying. Yeah, all right, now for reals, I'm going to go. Bye, Artie. Bye, Dwight. Thank you for being on. I know we didn't do much here in the second part. Deal with it, bye.
Yeah, masturbations.
Ahora la palabra de Dios.